Here we are again. December now. Coming close to the holidays and close to the end of the year. All of us are working, trying to stay strong mentally, physically, and spiritually. This is a time of struggle, but it's also a time that allows us to find our strength, courage, hope, and even to find joy in the midst of this disaster. There's a lot of anxiety floating around, a lot of pain and sorrow, a lot of nervousness. But if we are wise and learn the right way, we can change this anxiety and this nervousness and this fear and even the depression to a doorway to what is really meaningful. We miss that a lot in our lives. We worked hard to attain the dreams that we were told would make us happy. Perhaps it's a house or a car, or maybe it's a nice apartment, maybe in a vacation home. All of the things that we thought would make our life perfect. And to be truthful, it's better to have those things than not. But there is still a hole that needs to be filled. That hole is one of connection. One of connection with our true selves and the community. They used to have something they called bedroom communities, where people came and they lived just between work hours. I think many of our communities have become bedroom communities. We don't have many friends who are neighbors. We don't go to many activities unless we are lucky enough to live in a place where they are available. We often have to go miles and miles away downtown to the center of some city or far out into the suburbs to find things to do. Hardly any of us are able to just walk to a venue in our neighborhood and enjoy it and saunter back. So with the blessing of the automobile also came the need to have the automobile and the need to go farther distances out instead of using our creative power in our own neighborhoods and communities to create the things that are necessary to bring forth joy and happiness in the human family. This is something we have given up, and it is something that I think we will regret most of our lives and from generation to generation, unless things are corrected. We'll regret this because all the material things in the world don't mean anything if you can't wake up in the morning full of joy and anticipation. Even if it is anticipating going to work and hanging out with the people at your job, or working through a slogging 8 hours and coming home at night and relaxing, planning for adventures on your days off or during your vacation time. Nowadays, most people can't even do that. In order to shift that, I think what is necessary is to use our skills and our gifts and our powers and our success to begin to weave a wonderful, beautiful community right where we live, right in our locality, to work together, to grow food, to find activities, to sponsor them if need be, in a community center or a place that can serve as a community center. Most of the time, the churches in an area are usually willing to rent out their basement or rent out a space where people can meet and gather together. And in Springfield, we have a beautiful library with a room with a giant screen where we can just hook our computers to that screen, play DVDs, play movies, all kinds of things, and have discussions. We can create a local community where we draw on the strength and the courage and the compassion of each other instead of being afraid to get to know our neighbors. Because one day they might need something and we may not want to be that involved. The main reason for this, or not wanting to be that involved, is that somehow we have lost our time. We seem to have no spare time. With the advance of machinery and technology, for some reason, we seem to be getting less and less leisurely time. Instead of more, watching hundreds of TV programs, living our lives vicariously through actors, through dancers, through choreographed lives on TV, instead of living life and enjoying it ourselves. We have been pushed down to the bottom, yes, but from that place, we can find our source of strength. And that source of strength comes from the heart. It comes from love. It comes from compassion. It comes from having the ability to look around where we are and not to just pass by the beauty, but to notice it, to see it, to experience the wonder, knowing that the great miracle, the great wonder, does not have to be something way out there or in some spiritual world. The great wonder is right here. And it exists in every tree, flower, every stone, every animal, and every person. It exists within us and within those neighbors that we usually just rush by. So it's time to just take a few seconds to stop, to say hello, to talk, see what is going on. And through creating those relationships, we free ourselves and we free our neighbors and eventually our neighborhood, create a culture that reflects who we are, not who the Republicans or Democrats or conservatives or progressives or the liberals or the communists or whatever the many categories we have placed ourselves in. Not using that identity, no. We begin to realize and be free to be who we are in this space right now. And that is the only true freedom that we will ever have. In order to provide healing on all levels for all people, we are offering Groupons. Yes, Groupons at our website at www.next.coaching.mysite.com. And anything we make with these Groupons will go to working to help heal the world and also to continue our radio programming and the creation of various techniques and workshops that enlighten and empower each and every one of us. Once again, that is www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com and register for one of our group loans. We can take care of you in our home office or our office in the Rosemont building in Bryn Mawr, PA. Now back to the program. With much freedom, it is said, comes much responsibility. One of the major problems today is that we have all been given responsibility, yes, but not the real freedom. You see, our freedom has been disguised, changed. It's like a ghost or a chimera, because what our freedom is now is really just responsibility. I don't expect anyone to necessarily believe what I'm saying, but take a few moments and think about what your freedom in this society consists of. Your freedom consists in a consumer society of buying things, of selling things, of being a great success, which can mean working 50, 60, 70 hours a week and being afraid to take your vacation off, afraid that you might be replaced for not producing enough. Freedom can mean getting 2 or 3 jobs in order to make enough money to have a decent living. Freedom to go to college, to get in more than $100,000 debt, and to work the rest of one's life to pay back 3 or 4 times what one has borrowed because of interest. The freedom to become a house owner. Now they don't even call it a home owner anymore. They congratulate people because they own a mortgage. They congratulate us, basically, because we're in debt and we're paying off this debt for 15 to 30 years. So we can see from this example and many more that our freedom isn't even really freedom anymore. It's just responsibility to pay off some type of debt or to work in order to barely make it. And even when we're working to make it big, it takes a whole lot of work and time. What's happening to our lives while this is going on? Why are we forced to pay for freedom? And who is receiving the benefits? Who's receiving the money? And those people, they themselves are not free because they are working, conniving, full of fear that they would lose what they have. We are on a treadmill, and it's time for us to get off of the treadmill. The only way for us to get off of the treadmill is to start in our own communities at the bottom, because the stakeholders in the treadmill, the ones that are supposed to provide us with help and guidance, are incapable of doing it themselves. They themselves are locked on the treadmill. It is up to us. It is up to we, the people, to begin to work together to make this world a beautiful place. And not only a multicultural place, but a pluralistic place where many people can live with each other or exist side by side with each other with no animosity, with open borders, and more importantly, with people being able to decide what kind of place they want to live in by voting with their feet, if nothing else is possible. This I would call competition through the quality of life. It's time for us in every community, in every neighborhood, to begin to improve the quality of our lives and the quality of the life of that community. And even if we don't get millions, if we don't get rich, if we don't get popular, if people don't recognize us, as long as we have that community and the group of friends in that community and the support, as long as we're able to sit, to be quiet, to meditate, contemplate, to get a deeper understanding of the psychological powers at work in our minds and to overcome the negative, as long as we do that, we will live in a paradise of our own making. All of the stories, all of the exaggerations, all of the lies, and all of the stereotypes that are constantly pitting people against each other based on race, age, sexual orientation, class, ethnicity, immigration status, you name it, there's a label for it. And all of these labels are pitted against each other when we are all just looking for one thing. We all want to be able to have self-determination in the community in which we find ourselves. We all want to have safety. We all want to have leisure time. And we all want our children to grow in a safe, wonderful place and to be able to live out their dreams. Not only after their job, but as part of their job. And so, the power, the true power and freedom exists not in the high places of government or the institutions that have been created, that have fallen into place by giving us more responsibility than freedom. No, it rests with us. We the people, we the human beings, we the ones who are the choice makers and are able to work together in order to create love, peace, and a compassionate community. As long as we keep enforcing the walls and reinforcing the walls, clinging to all these labels, we won't be able to do it. But when we can let go of them and see the other person as plurally, purely human, we will have exactly what we and our ancestors have been seeking. Namaste, folks. Thank you for joining us today. If you would like, please become a sponsor here to help us continue these radio shows and to help us do our outreach that we are constantly doing, in order to create programming and in order to perform energy work, massage therapy, and life coaching to change the lives of those who are in need but who can't use me. pay the full price for these things. If you would like, you would also visit our website at www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com. That's www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com. Go to our donation page and make a donation to our GoFundMe account that will help supplement life coaching, massage therapy, and other arts for a reasonable price.